For those of you who don't know who I am or the way I do things, I'm going to just give you my standard Vinnie Eastwood radio show intro. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and hermaphrodites, my fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood show is bad news. It's like the news, but so much worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show, where the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists is Vinnie's jokes. Thank you very much. That was the intro. And, I've been doing this since 2008 when I was watching too much Alex Jones. This is what you call too much Alex Jones. And going out there and not being able to have a regular conversation with somebody. Honey, do you like the muffins with the yellow icing or the purple icing? And I was like, 9/11 was an inside job! I'm sure all the rest of us have felt this vibe at some certain point after you get over the denial that there might be something wrong with just about everything, and then you start getting angry that nobody will listen to you about it, because you're going through a grief process. That is what it is to wake up. That is what it is. It's the death of your ego, the death of your soul, the death of your life as you knew it.
Yeah.
That is what it means to awaken to the truth. It is not for the faint of heart. It is not for the weak. It is not for the cowardly. It is not for the ignorant. And there are so many of them out there, but not here with us. Thank you very much for all of you for abolishing your apathy, for incinerating your ignorance, for becoming enlightened in the face of darkness and detritus. You have succeeded in the most important way that matters, to realize the power of yourself as part of the infinite one, that it is not just you, but you are the only one who controls you. And you should also realize that that's the only person you should want to control.
Yeah, hear, hear.
A lot of other people, they think anarchy means chaos. It actually comes from the Greek ana, meaning a lack of, and archi, meaning rulers. Not no rules, no rulers, no masters, no slaves. Somebody could come up to you and say, hey bro, I want to steal something from you, and I want to assault you, and I kind of want to enslave you. Okay bro, well God gives you the right. Well, you did with your vote. Well, how... I don't have the right to enslave and insult and steal people's stuff, do I? Then how did the government get that right from me? It's not something I'm capable of allocating. It's something none of us are capable of allocating. This is how cults work. The largest, most dangerous, and most murderous cult that has ever existed on the planet Earth is the state. Statism. The people who worship the state, we call Satanists.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
It's inversion. You take what is right side up and you turn it upside down.
Yeah.
Everybody, we're going to take care of you. No, they're not. They're going to enslave you. Hey, everybody, we're going to help your health. No, they're not. They're going to kill you. We're going to make you wealthy. No, they're not. They're going to impoverish you. Yeah. All right. They're going to get you into debt. They're going to tell you everything what to do. Okay. These are things that are known by many, many people, and yet the faith still exists in the cult of the state, that a solution can be found from within. And I was talking with John Ansell, former National Party ad man, former Labour Party ad man, former award-winning ad man, and he told me that he's done with Mr. Nice Guy, with this. These people who have committed this genocide against the people of New Zealand deserve to die by lethal injection. Period. That is justice. And also quite funny when you think about it. we have to shake off these shackles where we say that being angry is not good.
Yes.
The ancients believed that anger was given to mankind by the gods so that we could protect what was ours. This rage that builds up inside happens to almost everybody who wakes up, and it's a sense of injustice that wakes you up.
Mm.
Somebody or some organization has hurt you in some horrible way, and because you couldn't get any justice, you couldn't get any comeuppance, you realize that there's something wrong with the entire system, that it's not just you who's being affected by this, it is everybody.
Mm.
So I want that deep thought to go into you right now, to lose your faith in these institutions that lie to you and enslave you and steal and kill you and steal your children.
Mm.
All right? People are like, oh, why do you hate Jacinda, Vinny? You know, she's such a nice lady. Well, I hate her because she's a mass murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I saw somebody gun down a whole bunch of innocent school children on a bus, I wouldn't go up to that person and go, oh, well, at least you did a really good job ruling the country. No! There's certain things that you do that you don't get a pass on.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is the power of the forgiver, not the forgiven.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And Jacinda deserves no forgiveness. She deserves no mercy.
Yeah, here, here.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. Thank you.